We are reflecting and participating in this year's annual Day of Prayer for Victims of Human Trafficking, and we're doing it today rather than on September the 26th. This year's theme is Beyond the Dark, and it's inspired by the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. And it says this from the Message: "But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do His work and speak out for Him, to tell others of the night and day difference He's made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted." So, we invite you now to participate in the call of justice for the victims of human trafficking as we pray together today.
Dear God, here I am, the victim. They look at me and see a money-making machine. They see me as weak and prey on me. They validate their power by invalidating my independence. They disqualified my human rights and decided on my fate. Not just mine, but that of my family. While others experience light, my voice is trapped in the dark. Enslaved by my thoughts, I imagine a world where your people fight for my freedom, where they do not separate my existence and that of their child. You call us one in the body of Christ, yet they turn their backs, saying we're not related. Beyond the dance, the light, the laughter, darkness exists, holding my cries hostage. They flip through the book of Joshua, amazed at the fallen city, yet forgetting the walls of Jericho surround my freedom. I seek a rally of soldiers, filled with shouts, ready to amplify my voice and take up the armor, enduring the time it will take, because they will not be free until I am.
Like a river got time, but I won't waste it. I've got life, but I won't make it on my own. I've got so many songs of praises, and I'm grateful I can take them. Is it my way? The mountains that I might face, I know you'll see me through. The valley is dark and long, you are my strength, my song. I fear no evil eye will follow you. I know that there are prayers that haven't been answered yet.
God, as a frontline practitioner working against human trafficking, my prayer is, may your will be done on earth. As silent voices cry out from beyond the dark, wanting recognition for their humanity and a light that is not blinding but freeing. May your will be done full of grace. As they smile, a beautiful reminder of their strength, the air they breathe, a celebration of freedom, as I see hope in their faces, igniting my devotion. May your will be done on days I question how life would have been without dehumanization, without exploitation, without assault, without molestation, without your people being seen as property, without their breath dependent on someone else's. May your will be done on earth when everyone will stand together to value life over money, when everyone will stand together to raise their voices with cries of the afflicted, when everyone will stand together to see your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Show the way to Him. your inmost fears and just let His work begin. So let the beauty of Jesus be seen.
Dear God, I'm vulnerable to exploitation. I like my face. They say I'm pretty. For a second, I'm amazed. Then it dawns on me. How much is my face worth? Will it cost me my freedom? Mom said, show respect. Say, hello, ma'am, hello, sir. Good girls do it with a smile. Good girls don't have an attitude. Good girls should not be opinionated. Listen more. Call them uncle or auntie. Will I create a bond I can't shake? Will being respectful or friendly open a deadly door for me? Will people pay money to watch my torture, choosing minutes of pleasure to my dismay? But maybe I will grow up. Will my changing features cause a target on me? Unsafe in spaces, at work, at school, at church? Without a favor fulfilled, am I worthless? How much does my life cost? I thought you gave it to me for free. Or is it a children's myth? Until my fears aren't about my body, safety isn't connected to compliance, freedom isn't parallel to my death, then my image will be seen as an appreciation of your work. When will my life, my dreams, my future be preserved?
Today, there are more than 40 million men, women, and children worldwide impacted by modern-day slavery and human trafficking. Among these, more than 15 million are in forced marriages. More than 24 million are in forced labor situations. And about 30% of those exploited are children. Now, as followers of Jesus, God has called us to speak out against injustice and work towards justice for those experiencing oppression. The prayers and cries of individuals who are oppressed and exploited are heartfelt, and God hears them. God cares about those who are oppressed and exploited, and we should too. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37 is entitled The Parable of the Good Samaritan. We all know this parable. When asked what the most important commandment was, Jesus said, "The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And the second, to love your neighbor as yourself," Luke 10:27. Now, Jesus was then immediately asked, "Who counts as my neighbor?" And he responded with this parable. Now, the person who posed the challenge was a lawyer and who specialized in understanding and interpreting the law of Moses, the accepted foundation of social and economic life at the time. Being a neighbor for him meant belonging to one's tribe and one's race with a responsibility to look after them. Jesus' story takes place on the road between Jerusalem in the mountains and the city of Jericho, about 18 miles away. The ground between the cities was rough. Few inhabitants were there, and it was frequented by thieves and robbers. Different people are mentioned in this story. The person who's mugged, who would be understood to be a Jew. The priest and the Levite are Jewish religious leaders who have a good knowledge of God's law. But the final person in the story is a Samaritan. Now, the relationship between the Jews and the Samaritans were marked by strong cultural prejudice. And he's from the province of Samaria. The Samaritan's actions inspire us to care for those in need, whoever they may be. He offered practical help, which involved accepting responsibility that the person was provided with the care and resources to put him on his feet again. Personal help, encouragement, friendship, and dare we say, love? In the command, love your neighbor as yourself, where do you draw the line? Who am I meant to love? Can you think of people in your country, community, who are considered to be outsiders? How do you describe the care that the Samaritan gave the injured man? Do you think it was adequate? What does this passage teach us about the care you should give others today? The relevance of the parable today is evident as you encounter people who have been robbed and battered, potential victims of human trafficking. What can you do? Modern slavery and human trafficking are grievous evils, but the Salvation Army's response and its work is a ray of light in the midst of great darkness. Everyone everywhere has a part to play, just as God used the Salvation Army to free thousands of women and girls in Japan's licensed quarters in the 1900s. And as Jesus compassionately helped the Good Samaritan, he is at work today and wants to use you. He wants to use me. The annual day of prayer for victims of human trafficking is a call to stand together in prayer and fight against modern slavery and human trafficking. We want to activate our collective voice to say that we believe a world without modern-day slavery and human trafficking is possible. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." God reminds us of his desire for all of us to experience that life to the fullest, a life full of love, justice, and freedom. So we invite you to join the Salvation Army and our friends around the world and corporately cry out for wholeness, justice, and freedom for those on the margins and experiencing modern-day slavery and human trafficking. So, commit to becoming an ally and fight for a world without modern-day slavery and human trafficking. And part of being an ally is being dedicated to prayer, leveraging your privilege and power to lift up voices from the margins and lift a life that embodies justice. Take a video of yourself saying the spoken commitment prayer in your native language. Post the video of yourselves saying the spoken prayer on your social media platforms. And on Saturday, September 26th, or Sunday, the 27th, as a sign of publicly standing in solidarity with the victims and survivors of human trafficking, tag your video using the hashtags Beyond the Dark and essay Fight for Freedom. Let's pray together.
Dear God, I'm an ally trying to seek justice. I will fight the need to be comfortable, the desire to be safe, the ignorance towards things that contributes to trafficking. I will stop indulging in pleasures that grant the oppressor benefits while my sisters and brothers lose their voices, their dignity, their identity, their hope. I will check before I support a company to ensure they have regulations in place offering fair wages, for it is unfair for the oppressed to labor and I benefit. I will protect the vulnerable, ensure that they are safe, defend them with courage and not turn a blind eye. I will watch what I say, correct violent behavior, abusive words, demeaning language, and misuse of power. I will go out of my way to educate myself, knowing that it is not the responsibility of the oppressed to enlighten me, for if I lack knowledge, then I'm comfortable with perishing.
Desperate to hear.